Podcast 52, Jesus and Scripture. The Gospel for this podcast is Luke chapter 4, verses 14 to 22. July this year has been designated Bible Month by the New Zealand Bible Society, so today our teaching will focus on the Bible. Three questions that we will be looking at are: 1. What place did the Bible have in Jesus' ministry? Secondly, why is the Bible important in our growth and direction as Christians? And thirdly, how can we engage with reading the Bible in a way that grows us as Christians? Jesus was a Jewish boy and as such had an excellent knowledge of the Tanakh, or what we would call the Old Testament. Even as a child, Jesus understood the importance of Scripture and of studying Scripture. However, for many children, what the Bible says and what God does can still be quite puzzling. We can see this in the letter that one little boy wrote to God soon after his baby sister was born. The letter said this: "Dear God, thank you for my baby sister. I have read your promise in the Bible, ask and you shall receive. However, I would just like to remind you, if you cast your mind back, you may recall I was actually praying for a puppy." We can see the centrality of Scripture in the life of Jesus from the way he quotes Scripture from the very beginning of his ministry till when he leaves the earth. In Luke 4, straight after being baptized, Jesus goes out into the Judean wilderness. There the devil tempts him several times, and in response to each temptation, Jesus says, "It is written." Jesus replies to the devil's temptations with Scripture. Then Jesus goes to the synagogue in Nazareth and reads the scroll, the Scripture from Isaiah, which some scholars call Jesus' Manifesto. And that's the reading we heard in the Gospel reading today. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favour." Jesus begins his ministry by reading this scripture from Isaiah as a declaration of his purpose and what God has called him to do. In Luke 6, Jesus and his disciples are criticized by the Pharisees for plucking grain and eating it on the Sabbath. Jesus replies by reminding them of the story in the Old Testament, where David and his companions went into the temple when they were hungry and ate the consecrated bread that only priests were supposed to eat. Later in Luke 8, when the disciples ask Jesus about why he's always speaking to the crowds in parables, Jesus replies by quoting Scripture, Isaiah 6 verse 9, "Though seeing, they may not see, though hearing, they may not understand." Later in Luke's Gospel, when the young ruler asks Jesus, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus replies with a quote from Scripture, from Exodus 20, "You know the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not give false testimony, honour your father and mother." On the cross, as Jesus breathes his last, he quotes Scripture from Psalm 31 verse 5, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." And then, after he's resurrected in Luke 24, the two disciples on the road to Emmaus are joined by this mysterious traveller who explains the scriptures to them. And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in the scriptures concerning himself. So I hope you'll agree I've made the point, even if it's just from Luke's Gospel, that Scripture and knowing Scripture was central to Jesus' ministry and interwoven through everything he did on earth from start to finish. For us, as disciples who follow Jesus, this gives us a model of how Scripture should be for us. We need ways to keep us on track with reading and soaking ourselves in Scripture. So as part of our Bible Month encouragement for you to read your Bible regularly, we're giving away copies of the commentary Our Daily Bread, which have daily readings for 3 months. If you find this helpful, you can subscribe using the subscription form in the booklet and get your own Our Daily Bread mailed to you free of charge every 3 months. Did I mention that it's free? Now, one of the things I like about Our Daily Bread is that it moves you around the Bible from day to day. You read from a wide range of biblical sources in the course of a week. Psalms, prophets, epistles, gospels. You get a real variety of Bible input from this commentary over a week. It's a great way to keep up a regular pattern of Bible reading with some interesting and informative commentary. And if you say, well, I'm not that great at reading the Bible, set yourself a simple goal to read it once a week. Or if you're already managing that, to read it twice a week. Or if you're already managing that, to read it 3 times a week. At the moment, for my scriptural input, I'm reading Our Daily Bread most days, and I'm also listening to the Psalms on CD, sung by Sons of Korah, as I drive to work at the university. As well, some days I read the scripture readings that are part of the Anglican morning prayer readings on an app on my phone, and I do that as a devotional. Other people in this church attend in-depth Bible studies run by groups like Bible Study Fellowship, which are open to anybody who wants to join. As a church, we're not running Bible study evenings at the moment ourselves, but there are other groups that are, that you can join. Reading and knowing Scripture is a good start, but God also wants us to be living Scriptures. What do I mean by that? In 2014, Bobby Conway, the Christian writer, wrote a book called The Five Gospels, and a quote that I've used often in my sermons from that book is this: there are 5 Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and the Christian, but most people never read the first 4. As Christians, our lives are to be the 5th Gospel, the living gospel. This is important because it is part of the reason God wants us to read Scripture in the first place. This is not an academic exercise. The purpose is to nourish us and feed our spirit, to draw us closer to God, to help us to understand our place in God's work in the world, and to help guide us to what God wants us to do. God wants to increase in us the fruits of the Holy Spirit, so that we become the 5th gospel, that other people who might not ever pick up a Bible can read wherever we go. So if Jesus thought it was important to read and know the Scriptures, then we should follow his example. Read the Bible. It has the power to change your life for the better.